For the past 6 weeks on Capitol Hill, staffers from the offices of senators and representatives have been conducting a gritty, sweaty battle. But it's not about politics. Many staffers and lawmakers have strapped pedometers to their legs to record the distance they walk each day. It's all been part of a fitness competition that ended Thursday, sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska led his office to first place. He and his staffers logged more than 13 million steps, or 6,590 miles. Senator Stevens joins us from the Capitol. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. That's a lot of miles, a lot of steps, but we really did them.
Are you wearing your pedometer now?
I really am, yes, sir.
And so you wore it all day?
Yes, sir.
Did it make you walk more instead of taking that cute little subway in the Capitol?
Not really. I think that we tried to walk more, but it didn't make me walk more. I think that what people forget is, in the summertime, I bring a lot of our people down from Alaska, and they work here in the office, and they're interns, and they use the metro and walk. We really did log that many miles.
Hmm. Did you make a particular effort to tell them to get out there and walk more?
Yes, I did, because we believe in Special Olympics, and we wanted to get this emphasis on the contribution would be made in the name of a Senate office.
We should explain that the winning team makes a contribution to the Special Olympics.
Blue Cross Blue Shield make that contribution to Special Olympics in our name now because we won this contest.
Mm. As I don't have to tell you, Senator, the political dimension works its way into everything these days. And reports have been brought to us that some staff members, not necessarily on your office, but in somebody's office, were doing things like attaching their pedometers to their dogs.
Well, we don't have any dogs, that's clear. I don't have a dog. I wish I did, but I don't. People forget that, Alaskans are walkers. We enjoy walking, and we had some people question us as whether we really did walk that far, and we said, well, come spend a day with our guys and see for yourself. Yeah. I told them, if you're going to win this thing, you're going to have to really walk. Don't use the subways and don't use the elevators, and we have. Mm. And it's good exercise for them.
Now, I hate to drag politics into this again, but I'm told that 9 out of the 10 top overall mile winners were teams from the offices of Republican senators or representatives. 9 out of 10. What do you make of that?
Well, I guess it's a commitment to the outdoors. Most of us are for some smaller states, you know. We don't have too many means of public transportation. We walk a lot. Walking is just natural for us.
Do you have any bunions?
No, I got some special shoes I bought that make it easier for to walk, you know.
Oh, it was the shoes. You got some special shoes.
Well, I had them before that, but you got to also remember, I'm the oldest one on my side of the aisle, and I have a bunch of young people around my office, and I sort of challenge them to walk, and so it goes along pretty well.
Senator, thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, and this is NPR News.